A big welcome and good morning to everybody. We are down here at Beach Lane with Radio Carrum for Beach Lane Presents this beautiful Saturday morning, March the 4th. So welcome to our listeners. And I've got the lovely Shannon here with me this morning. Welcome, Shannon.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. And Shannon is the Victorian coordinator for the Pajama Foundation. So Shannon works here at Beach Lane using the space to do her amazing work for the foundation. So Beach Lane's a big supporter of the Pajama Foundation. Why don't you begin by telling us what the Pajama Foundation does?
Sure. So the Pajama Foundation actually supports kids in foster care through a mentoring program that's aimed at improving the education outcome of these kids who nationally are actually the lowest performing group educationally in all of Australia. So 83% of kids, 83% of the 53,000 kids in Australia won't actually go on to complete their VCE. So we recruit volunteers known as Pajama Angels, who we then send out to the homes of these children, and we work with them for an hour a week on anything fun and educational. So we're there as mentors. That's the biggest thing that we do. We're there to be long, to create a long-lasting relationship with them, while also focusing on fun and educational things with them.
Amazing. It sounds like such a great cause. And can you tell us, you have an exciting trivia night coming up that you're going to be running to raise some more funds for this beautiful foundation and to help with all the amazing work that the Pajama Angels are doing with the foster children around the state. Tell our listeners what they can need to know about the trivia night.
Of course. So we've actually got at the Carrum Life Saving Club, which is located just behind Beach Lane, we've got the Battle of the Brains Victorian Trivia Night on. So it's on Saturday, April the 1st, and it starts at, it's a 6 p.m. for a 6:30 p.m. start. And it is going to be, we're going to find out who is the Victorian champion for the Battle of the Brains series, which actually is, it's our national trivia night. So we've got, we're actually started in Queensland. So we've got lots of centres throughout Queensland who will be hosting Battle of the Brains as well. We've also got New South Wales who will be holding a Battle of the Brains night. And then we've got our Victorian one. So we've got about 100 seats at the Carrum Life Saving Club. Beach Lane will be partnering with us, which is really exciting. They'll be doing the catering on the night. And we're just looking to fill the seats, get bums on seats, and I hope, you know, people can come on down to support our great cause.
Amazing. So it sounds like such a fun night. Yep. If you enjoy a trivia night and using all that general knowledge and useless knowledge sometimes that some of us manage to store up, come down for the Battle of the Brains. There'll be more information on the Beach Lane website. So if you need to find out more, www.beachlane.co. And if anyone needs to get in touch with you, if they'd like to find out more about the foundation, what are your contact details, Shannon?
So people can actually, I just want to fill in there, it's actually $25 per brain to join on the night, or $150 for a table of six. People can jump onto the Pajama Foundation website, which is www.thepajamafoundation.com, and that's pajama with a Y. Or they can call me direct. I use my mobile number, so it's 0409 357 307, and I hope to see everyone there. It's going to be a great night.
It sounds like fun. And lastly, where do all the funds raised on the night go, of course?
Directly to the Pajama Foundation. So any funds will go towards supporting more kids in care. It costs $500 to keep one placement going for a year. So funds on the night go directly towards putting more Pajama Angels into the home of foster kids to really, help to give them a brighter future.
Amazing. Well, thank you for coming down and
Thanks
for sharing
so much
this
for
information.
Having me.
You're welcome.
Very exciting.
Yeah, get on board. Get down to the trivia night. Details on the website, and we hope to see you there. Thank you, Shannon.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. All right. We are on to the second part of our Beach Lane Presents this morning here at Beach Lane. A big warm welcome to Sarah Fletcher.
Thank you.
Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you. Lovely to be here today.
Thank you. Good to have you. Sarah is one of our Beach Lane practitioners, and Sarah runs the Seed Meditation Method. So she runs some of the meditation workshops here at Beach Lane. She's been on board for about the last 6 months.
That's right.
And she's going to talk to us a bit about herself this morning, what led her into meditation and how that journey's been so far in her life, and the different workshops that she has on offer at the moment, including those here at Beach Lane.
Great.
So let's start off with a bit of history on you, Sarah, and how you came to get into the field of meditation as your profession and work. It's obviously a very popular topic at the moment.
It certainly is.
Yeah, meditation and mindfulness. It's definitely a bit of a buzzword, and lots of people are obviously experimenting in this, and we're seeing a lot of the scientific evidence coming out about all the benefits of meditation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, start us off with how your journey began.
Well, I learnt to meditate at school when I was a teenager. So I'm fairly certain, because my memory fails me, but I'm fairly certain it wasn't sold as a meditation class. But the mother of a friend of mine was a psychologist, and she wanted to address some of the stress that she felt the senior years were experiencing, you know, that final year of school. So up in the school library at lunchtime for about 8 weeks, lying on the floor, looking out the window, and being gently guided into the most amazing experience I'd ever had. And so I guess I was one of those lucky ones that had a real aha moment, you know, those really deep and profound shifts. And I was just passionate about learning everything I could about meditation from 17. So I've been doing it for a long time. And my journey has been really broad and wide. Like, it's been the most consistent passion in my life since I was a teenager. So I've attended, you know, any class, any travelling class or teacher or retreat that crossed my path, I would try and attend. And it wasn't the only thing in my life, though, so I had a normal life. I went to university. I had a career, a rather challenging, stressful career in the corporate world. And I had a family, and I travelled lots. And all the time through that, I had my meditation practice. And so people were always kind of going, how do you maintain that sense of calmness in what is often a crisis world, in the world that I was working in? So I would occasionally teach people and such. Anyhow, so 2009, the global financial crisis hit, and my business was very much impacted by that. I sort of retrenched my team and then retrenched myself, and decided on retreat that the real thing, the only thing I wanted to do from that point on, was to share my passion for meditation.
Wow, what a journey. And what a advanced teacher at the time to want to guide you as a student and your fellow students through meditation at school.
Like, yeah.
That certainly wasn't on offer when I was at school.
No, but it is now, but it's taken a while. It has taken a while. I mean, lots of just even the local government schools, the Catholic schools, and even the private schools now have a focus definitely on mindfulness. So mindfulness has broken down a lot of barriers. And so, you know, that's enabled lots of different, not only in the academic sector, but also, you know, I work with psychologists, so within the medical space. I go into corporates and work with HR teams and leadership teams, so certainly within that space as well. It's much more accepted now. So if I was to go to a school and talk about meditation now, I don't think I would have the door thrown at me. But definitely it's turned into quite a engaging conversation across all sorts of sectors now. But in 2009, it relatively wasn't. When I set up my blog and my website, I was the only person talking about meditation online. So things have changed dramatically.
In 8 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And I know meditation's been a big part of my life for past 6-7 years, and I can feel all the benefits from that myself. But you mentioned that you feel, and people noticed, a sense of calm in you, and you believe that to be a result of your meditation.
Definitely, yes.
How else do you feel that meditation has impacted your life over these years?
You know, it's been so much a part of my life for so long. I have to really put my beginner's mind into this now. But I certainly, from that very first time, I had a sense that that I had this spaciousness around me in life. So, you know, it's not the sitting on the chair or the cushion and doing your meditation practice. We don't do it for that. We don't do it to be good at that. We do our meditation practice so that we walk out into the world a better person or a truer person to ourselves. And so you find that not only do you see the world differently, but you react to the world differently. And that's the most profound thing. I think that even from the very first experience, most people will have a sense of that. And on a practical sort of state, I think that a lot of people just don't know how to sit. They're not comfortable being still and quiet. And how many people don't understand the power of their breathing? So, you know, there's all sorts of different layers that people can walk away from a class. Just learning that the fact that they can breathe differently and impact their whole day can be profound.
Very profound. Amazing. So what does your meditation practice look like?
Well, my meditation practice, surprisingly, has been informed by all of my experiences, I would suggest. And it does change, but elements of that very first experience are still present. And so I went to a lot of very traditional schools of meditation over the years, so it's been influenced heavily by that as well, in as much as I do get up and sit on my cushion. I do it at sunrise or just before sunrise. So these have been influenced by certain teachers. But in winter, my current teacher, is happy to say, let's just do it in bed. So I've taken that on board as well. But I have a 25 to 35 minute practice in the morning and in the afternoon as well. Mm-hmm. But in the afternoon, I tend to explore guided meditation as well.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you have a wealth of knowledge and experience when it comes to meditation, which has led you to develop the SEED meditation method. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Sure. Yeah, look, it's not my method. In 2015, I had been having an ongoing conversation with my current teacher, Sarah McLean. And Sarah's in Sedona in Arizona. Sarah's a Hay House author. An extensive meditation teacher. And when I first started in 2009 online, she was about the only person in the world that I found to talk to about writing about meditation. And so we had this online sort of relationship. And in 2015, I was talking with her and she invited me to do her certification, mindfulness and meditation teacher certification. Her institute has been running for a number of years. I was really interested in seeing how it had grown. I really relished the opportunity to go and sit with her and learn from her. And so there was a year of study and then I went to Sedona for a 8-day intensive with 18 other wonderful teachers from around the world. And so the SEED meditation method stands for the Simple, Easy, Everyday Meditation. And it's rooted in many traditional practices, but also influenced by contemporary meditation thoughts. And that resonates very much with what I do. So I love the art of meditation and honouring my teachers, but I also really feel that the power of my ability to share is in the very practical, straightforward, contemporary realm. So I want to demystify it a little. And so people can have life tools to go out into the world and just be happier.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So important and so simple.
It can be so simple. I know people can really make it more complex than it is. And I guess that's why a lot of my teaching starts with what I call meditative exercises. So these are these really powerful little nuggets that allow us to self-manage our stress and ease our nervous system and find a lighter way to walk out. and they can be easily learned. And, you know, from children through to elderly, in a work environment, while you're on the train, while waiting for your coffee to be prepared, little exercises you can do right then and there to manage your stress.
Yep. So practical, and in a massively stressed out world that we seem to be living in and surrounded by at the moment, that sounds like a really invaluable tool.
Most definitely invaluable, and it's just really sad that people don't have these tools and we're not learning them as children.
I agree.
Because they're not, you know, it's not rocket science.
Totally agree. Yeah. And that's why it's so amazing to have you here on board at Beach
Lane.
And you're going to be running some workshops. You've got one happening and some coming up. Can you share with our listeners now?
Definitely. Yeah, we've run a couple of, so it's a 4-week course. It's lovely to come back and have an opportunity to come back and discuss how people's challenges have been through the week and how their practice has been or no practice and how I might support them over that over the course of 4 weeks. So we've had a couple of courses run at this beautiful space, and the next one starts on May the 1st, and it runs Monday evenings, 6:30 to 8. And we do lots of practice, but we also have fun and we talk about how we might adapt some of these practices, you know, for when you've got 2 minutes or, you know, when you just need something in the middle of the day to ease the stress and the tension. So it can be really practical. And then we just enjoy exploring our own experience, because I can teach and I can share, but essentially it's your experience.
Beautiful. So it sounds like you create a beautiful space of, teaching and sharing and opening up, and then that coming back each week to share their experiences and to delve hopefully deeper.
And to learn from each other. You know, it's our innate wisdom. It's all coming from, you know, our inner awareness and observation. So it's lovely to see people being able to share their experience with others.
Yeah. Sure. And I'm assuming that the participants in your workshops will be able to, you'll be sharing these nuggets and these little practical tools with them so that they can take those away.
Definitely.
As well.
I think it's not everybody's ready to sit down and have a really more traditional formal practice. It might take them a little while to get there, but there are a mountain of things that they can learn from day one and start implementing into their life really easily, and to start reaping some of the benefits. Why carry around, you know, unnecessary stress when you can dash out to the car for 10 minutes and do a little breath practice and come back, you know, with a huge smile on your face, feeling 10 times better. Mm-hmm. So we can start there. So, yeah. And we'll be sharing some of those, as well as a little bit about the seed practice at the next festival, because that's a great opportunity, being able to have a room full of people who just want to have a little taste, just sort of hear and meet me and ask a few questions.
Perfect. Yes, we have our autumn festival that will be announced soon. We've got that booked for April 22, 23 here at Beach Lane, one of our next seasonal festivals. So Sarah's going to be on board there.
Definitely.
If you would like to know more about Sarah's workshops, definitely check out the Beach Lane website, www.beachlane.co, and information on Sarah's workshops are there, the dates and how to book.
Yes.
If people want to get in touch with you, Sarah, where can they go?
Definitely. Well, on the website, there's lots of free resources there on there as well. And that's quietmindmeditation.com.au.
Beautiful.
Or on Instagram or on Facebook.
Go and find Sarah. And just before we wrap up this morning, can you share one tip that you would like to with the listeners when it comes to meditation? Just one simple thing that they might be able to implement today if they would like to bring more of a meditation practice into their life?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you can just find 1 or 2 minutes, and you could be standing at your desk or in the car or in the train, and just close your eyes and just feel your breath at your nostrils. If you can just follow your breath from the very start of the inhalation, that cool air at your nostrils, and feel it move into your body, and then let it go, all of the breath, and then wait until you breathe in again. That's the magic.
There you go. And you only need 1 or 2 minutes.
You just need 1 or 2 minutes. Yep.
I think we can all find a little
we
bit
can.
More space in our lives.
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Sarah.
It's been fun.
And a big thank you to Radio Karen for having us here today as well.
Yeah,
we look
thank
forward
you.
To talking to you soon.
Beautiful. Have
Thanks,
a lovely
guys.
Day.
Bye.
Bye.